organization or so-called cartel. Most analysts in Mexico, however, directly link this up to the decline in oil prices. Oil is, of course, the biggest export of Mexico, predominantly to the United States. Mexico recently passed two laws which amend the Constitution to allow for direct foreign investment in Mexico's oil fields. It's expected that some $50 billion would be invested. That was announced last November when the bidding was proposed.
Doug.
And now, of course, all of that is being swept off the table because oil prices have declined so dramatically. As a result, it looks like Mexico's government has turned to the tried and true tactic of reorganizing its second largest export sector, which is drugs, to the United States, directly under state and military control. We'll talk more about that next time.
A lot of information from Central and South America. Thanks so much, Doug, for doing that every month. And so that's all the time we have for this evening's program. If you want to make a comment or so forth about this show or any show you hear, 303-447-9911. Well, thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the International Press Roundtable, the monthly special edition of Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Tune in again next week for another edition of Hemispheres. The time is 7:02. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. It's time for Cabaret.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland and online at kgnu.org. Tonight at Cabaret, we have Steve Holly and Soul Confluence. Hit it, guys.
I've been around, but back when I got started, there was a righteous sound. It doesn't matter what I've been through, I'll still be digging on James Brown. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. It may be a different age, but I'm on the same. Be digging on James Brown. I had an attitude adjustment. I did some psychotherapy. I did help, some self-help. I dabbled in some PCP. And though my world is ever changing, and I move from town to town, it doesn't matter where I've been to, I still be digging on James Brown. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. It may be a different age, but I'm on the same page. 'Cause one thing that I found, I still be digging on James Brown. You got your rap and your disco, got your drum machine, you got your R-rated gangster, you got your grungy scene, you got your state-of-the-art, you got your digital sound. It doesn't matter where it's going to, I still be digging on James Brown. digging on James Brown.
Sunshine, moonlight,
a good time. Boogie, you just got that sunshine. You just want that.
Confluence. Steve, come over and grab a mic.
Hello, sir.
How are you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself? Thanks for having us out tonight.
Absolutely. And just as a reminder, you're listening to Cabaret here on KGNU with Soul Confluence from the Kent Denver School. And so tell me about the name of the band.
Gotcha.
There's 16 teenagers in here just rocking it.
We should leave now.
Yeah. you hit the pinnacle. I doubt it, but... tell me about the name of the band, and then talk a little bit about what the name comes from, and also about the program itself.
Gotcha. House, right? So the name of the band, Soul Confluence, that kind of came from Soul. Obviously, we're a Soul and R&B band, and Confluence was kind of where Denver was founded. What was at Confluence Park, at the confluence of the South Platte and Cherry Creek. So we kind of thought that might be kind of cool from a historical point of to add some historical context. We thought about altitude 5280, and none of that really kind of fit in there. So we thought, well, Confluence. Kind of, you know, unless you describe it to someone, they're like, oh, okay, well, now I kind of get it. That's kind of cool. And this
sense.
Is and what it is, this is the first band and in a new after school program that I recently started with a friend of mine, Caleb Chapman from Utah, called Soundhouse. And what it is, this is like I said, the first band, 16 kids from various schools. A lot of these kids are from Kent, Denver, but we also have kids from Evergreen, from Cherry Creek, from Regis. We're starting up our Latin group in the next couple of weeks. That has kids from East, Rock Canyon, DSA, more kids from Cherry Creek, and also some more kids from Kent Denver as well. But the idea with Soundhouse is to kind of help to teach these kids some life skills, help to impart some life skills, including responsibility, professionalism, and leadership, teamwork through music. And that's kind of and also, once again, just have a lot of fun, play around with some like-minded, like-minded student musicians, and really have a lot of fun with it. That's kind of the main thing there. And also giving them a lot of once-in-a-lifetime experiences all the time. So while, a lot of these guys do go to Kent Denver, and while that's kind of my main gig, this is not a Kent Denver band. We rehearse at Kent Denver because it's my house. So, I know what works and what doesn't work. So, but yeah, like I said, a lot of these guys are from Kent, but a lot of the guys are also from off-campus as well. And that's the idea is to offer a rehearsal area and a band to kids who might not be able to play this style of music at their high school.
And so most of these kids are from the Denver metro area, but what about kids up in Boulder or, on the Front Range here? Can they get involved, and how does somebody find you?
Absolutely. They can absolutely get involved. The best way to find me is you can either call me at Kent Denver, that number being 303-770-7660, or you can email me at steve@ccsoundhouse.com. Either one of those ways, you can very easily get in touch with me. And you can also go to the website. You can go to soundhouse.com and find out more about it. Also, Caleb Chapman Music, you can go there as well. We have several different websites that we're trying to assimilate right now and aggregate at this point. But in terms of kids, no, it's not just for kids in this little small pocket of Denver. When we first started, I sent out promo to every single band director in a 60-minute drive of Denver. So truly, it's from all the way from Fort Collins to the Colorado Springs up to Silverthorn and all the way out to Lyman out on the Eastern Plains. So the idea really is to offer that, and if a kid wants to drive 15 minutes down the road, or if they want to come an hour 15 down the road, making it to where it's such a cool experience that, yeah, I'm driving an hour, but man, I also get to play with some killer musicians and get to grow as a musician myself.
And these kids are all 15 to 18? Is that?
Yeah, 15 to 18.
So 10th grade or
yeah, 10th yeah. To 12th, do we have any freshmen here? Oh, yeah, Ben. Ben and Jack. So we have two freshmen in here.
On sax and guitar there.
Exactly, exactly. But most, and then, so a couple of freshmen, then a good smattering of sophomores, and a couple of juniors who may be juniors next year. Who knows? And then, that came out. Thank you, Wesley. And then a couple of seniors here and there as well.
Cool. Well, we're going to talk to some of the students next break, but why don't we get back to the music?
Absolutely. I have no idea what we're playing next. That's the other thing is I kind of rehearse these guys, and then they form the set list. To give you an idea, the last tune we just did, Blame It on the Boogie, that was the first time we'd ever played it together.
Wow.
So I handed the charts out, I think, at our rehearsal last Monday, and I think we did part of it at soundcheck, but that was the first time we ever ran it all down together. So that's kind of the idea is, hey, guys, here's the tune we're doing at a gig next week. Have it ready to go.
Turn it.
And then move on from there. All right. Hey, guys, what are we playing next? Or what are you playing next?
Let me tell you.
Yeah, tell us.
We're going to be singing Golden by Jill Scott. Pulling it in my car, yeah. Pulling it in my song, playing it loud and strong. I'm taking my own freedom. Pulling it in my car, wherever I choose to go. It won't take me far. Living my life like it's golden.
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 If you love me like you say,
I know the rule. Like thunder, lightning, the way
Hi, you're listening to Soul Confluence on KGNU's Cabaret. My name's Andy. I am your host tonight. I wanted to ask some of the singers here, because they got the mics. Tell me, how often do you guys rehearse every week?
We are just kidding. That's the other band. I was going to say we're a class. Nope. We rehearse once a week for 2 hours every Monday night from 6 to 8 p.m.
And then how often on your own are you practicing?
Well, it differs for each person. A lot of us have more time than others, but some people it could be 4 hours a day. Some people it could be half an hour here and there. It really depends.
Oh, to be that naturally talented. tell me some of the highlights. How long have you been in the band? And tell me your name.
I'm Sienna Bjornrud. So this band, like Mr. Holly said, actually just started this year. But a lot of us have played together for a couple of years. Some even for all 4 years of high school. If we're seniors, there are a couple of us seniors in here. But so it's really cool to be playing with, a bunch of different people that we've never met before. We didn't really know how we would sound together, but we sounded killer on the downbeat, so it was great.
And have you done any other gigs? Where do you guys tend to play? What trips have you done?
For this band, this is actually our first gig, which is super exciting. Our other bands at Kent, we just went to Europe last summer. We just went to San Diego a couple weeks ago. But this band is making its way up still.
That's great. Anybody want to add anything? If you want to join the program, soundhouse.com, mm-hmm. right? And Steve Holly is who you get in touch with over at Kent Denver. We're just going to go right back to the music now.
What are we playing?
Wait a minute. let that last symbol die out here. Steve, come on back over for a sec. You're listening to Cabaret here at KGNU live in the studio. 16 students, musicians, standing in a circle, except for the drummer and the piano player who are sitting, staring at each other, playing some great music. Who chooses the songs?
Oh, there. Make no mistake about it. It's not a democracy at all. It's a complete dictatorship. These guys come in. Much like the at Kent, we the guys come in and say, hey, you know, what about this song? What about this song? And if they bring something in that we really enjoy, then we'll take a stab at it. You know, and that's where a lot of these tunes came from. Some of these tunes are ones that are just a little too difficult for. These guys to play in the bands we play with during the day. So since this band is kind of comprised of not only the best musicians from Kent, Denver, but also some of the best musicians from some other high schools around town, we can pull out some of that Jill Scott and some of the other stuff that we might not, the Tower of Power, that we might not be able to do otherwise. But that's kind of what it is. You know, I'll come in with a definite idea of, hey, guys, let's take a look at these 30 tunes, because based on our strengths, our weaknesses, our pros, our cons, here's what I think we can be really successful at. And also kind of give them an idea of like the Great American Soul Songbook. You always hear about the Great American Songbook with Ella Fitzgerald and the great singers of the 40s and 50s, but it's kind of the Great American Soul Songbook. So you have to do some Otis Redding, you have to do some Aretha Franklin, you have to do some Sam and Dave, you have to do some Rufus Thomas, you have to do some Marvin Gaye and Al Green. That's just kind of how it is.
It is, absolutely. So this is the first gig for this band, which is. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, we started up, I believe, the second week in October. We did about 7 rehearsals. Then we did 3 recording sessions in December. Then we had 2 rehearsals in January. And then this is the third time we've been together this year.
And this is being pre-recorded because of the State of the Union. So by the time this airs, you will have just gotten back from
Memphis.
And what's going on there?
We're going to go eat a lot of food. That's
sounds good.
Pretty
me.
Much that's the itinerary. It just says food.
Barbecue.
So yeah, truly. But we're gonna go down there, and I'm actually from Memphis, so it's great because I get to go and show these guys who haven't been there, kind of my hometown. And obviously, Memphis is one of the incredibly musically rich cities in the country and really in the world. And a lot of those guys who basically that we're playing the songs that they wrote or the musicians who are on the original recordings that we're studying are still around. So that's the idea, is we're going to go into town, and I'm going to call up a bunch of my friends and say, hey, can you come work with us? Can you come sit in with us? I actually just heard from you guys who went to Montreux. Remember Jerry Jones? The really, really great singer. Okay, Jerry just got back from Bologna, and he's gonna come record a couple of tracks with us. So I actually booked some studio time at Royal Studios, which is where Al Green did all of his recordings. So yeah, so we're gonna go there, and these guys are like, oh, sweet, Al Green. And then I said, well, also Bruno Mars tracked all his vocals for his last album. They were like, holy crap!
then they got excited.
So yeah, then they got excited. So yeah, I've got a day booked there. So we'll go in and kind of try and catch that Memphis vibe. And while we're there, we're just going to, once again, go see a lot of great music, eat a ridiculous amount of barbecue, most probably.
Last question before we hear more music.
Sure.
You guys started this year in Utah and Colorado. Mm-hmm. Do you plan on building this up nationwide?
That's a great question. I mean, there are lots of organizations out there who are doing a really great job, not only in town, but also nationwide. I mean, in town, we've got, one of my favorites is Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts with Paul Romaine and those guys. Yeah, we've got 2 or 3 of the guys in this band also are doing that as well. And so that's great. Those guys have been around for 18 years, and we're not trying to compete with those guys in any way, shape, or form. That's why we're not doing jazz. We're doing the complete opposite, and because those guys do it well, they do it incredibly well, and we're just doing something a little bit different. So yeah, the idea is to we started out in Salt Lake City about 7 years ago, and I say we, I wasn't part of the organization then, and started out with Caleb, had one band. And about 16, 17 kids. And now, 7, 8, 9 years later, it's 300 kids, 17 bands.
Wow.
And I think what the idea is really is to create a larger pie. So there's not 60 or 70 kids participating in after-school music. There's 600 or 700 kids from Boulder to Castle Rock participating in after-school music programs.
Well, this definitely elevates musicianship and bands. It's almost as if you're traveling like sports team, mm-hmm. you know, the athletics with the traveling baseball and soccer and lacrosse. And now you have traveling music on a big scale. That's great.
Exactly.
If somebody came to you and said, hey, I have this great idea for a style of music that you guys aren't doing,
mm-hmm.
do they have a shot?
Absolutely.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I mean, truly, I mean, you would say that you do a punk show here. Over in Salt Lake, they have an R&B band. They have several ska bands. They have a few rock bands, some Latin bands, some reggae bands. So they're kind of doing a little bit of everything. So once again, and the idea is giving these kids a chance to play, giving these musicians a chance to play some styles of music that they probably aren't going to get at their high school or anywhere else. And it's kind of cool because these guys are going around, you know, they were on the way up here all singing Blame It on the Boogie. You know, I barely knew who Michael Jackson was only because MTV had just come out when I was their age. But, you know, I didn't really dig Earth, Wind, and Fire. I didn't, you know, dig a lot of the stuff. And it wasn't until I got older and kind of got, I guess, a more acquired taste for it. But these guys are listening to that stuff now and enjoying that stuff now. And like you said earlier, who picks out the tunes? They're coming in and saying, hey, let's do this Earth, Wind, and Fire tune.
That's so great. Good for them. Good history.
Yeah, it's some fun stuff.
We're going to get back to the music. You're listening to Cabaret on KGNU. My name's Andy. I'm your host. This is Soul Confluence. And hit it, guys.
Baby, your shining star, for you to see what you like and truly be.
shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Soul Confluence here at KGNU and Cabaret. My name is Andy. I've been your host tonight. If you want more information about the program, you can go online and go to soundhouse.com. We're just going to keep on playing, guys. Just take us out.
Touched the sky and never got back till the 4th of July. Walking the dog, just walking the dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Tell me, how does your body grow? You got silver bells, and you got cockle shells. Pretty maids all in a row, walking the dog. Just a walking the dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog. Oh, yeah. Just a walking.
I need you. child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'm gonna take you to a Hollywood. But if you wanna stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now you've got to know that I love you,
I love you,
I need you,
I need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Oh, you know I do. Hop inside my car. Got vicious candy, I'm a lovable man. Take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By that I'm sure you know that I love you,
I love you,
I need you,
I need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. To help your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Yeah. Don't you know I love you?
I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
I want you. Got to help your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
You're tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org, afterfm.com. My name is Gavin. It is 8 o'clock. It's time for Corriente.